So it makes some of the one and some chavis as yikterim b'chom Mashiach lehaka. You're able to make tliyas, being that some is only there one, and you're able to make tliyas. The lesson is tliyas b'chom Mashiach lehaka. That means that even if it's not so mistaver, even if it's more far fetched, being that some is only there one, you're able to tell in more of a far fetched tliyah. Just when they get a cigarette doing, when they get a makis, right? So we saw a kavidik, you have to have makam moitzi dam, all the ramah back and forth, shasta shleif, shasta vesta. When you're dealing with the kesem, so even a maka, you don't know what's moitzi dam. It's possible to be moitzi dam, even though it's not moitzi dam. However, when it comes to dinik summon, we're going to be mako. So therefore, if you find a kesem, one of the things you have to check out is, does anyone have a maka in the family? Does she have a maka? Does the husband have a maka? We have some type of tliya where the maka come from, then it's going to be mutter. Or then we're talking about another tliya. Sometimes, like, you know, was there ketchup in the area, or was there... I mean, the Shacharach discusses the case that she overshook shal tabachim when they're doing shechita. And, what? That's dumb, yeah. You know, it's without kal ketchup, probably you'd be able to tell. But sometimes you can't tell. And if you're dealing with a kesem, and like, ketchup, makeup, and things like that, you know, any vita tliya, will go ahead and be told lahakel, and you be mako being that we're just dealing with someone with shardar bana. Now the only time where nachman kesem is only mako esher shabam nakar. The Gemara says that's be passed to come from mako. Ketzal ekev is mitamei. Chimsa koyach hashaker. It's shaker is going to be tamei. Hashem, we find in areas. If you find the areas where it's not mistaver, it came from the area, then it's going to be tamei. Why ekev is mitamei? Because maybe they sat cross-legged, and Taz says that's when they sit derech yishmeilim. That's the reason why it's going to be tamei. Nowadays we don't sit derech yishmeilim. We saw it wasn't so pashut. They can be meikol. Now that we don't sit, what? It's not so pashut to be meikol, right? Not so pashut to be machmer. Sorry, machmer. Because nowadays we don't sit derech yishmeilim, and. We don't say derech yishmeilim, so it's more of a tzad to be mekel. You find on your hands, it says, even like kishas boisav is going to be tamei, yidam eskinim same. We saw much fun in yidam eskinim. Machlokes Rashi ben Rambam, does yidam eskinim mean that it's talking about menastam, we say that yidam eskinim same, maybe the person went ahead and touched it, or yidam eskinim same means that you know that you touched it. And this is machlokes between the Rashi and Machlokes between the Rashba and the Rambam, what the exact head of Yidayim Askanias same is. The Pesach Hashem brings down, that if you remember, we spoke about last week or 2 weeks ago, she does the Rambam, Kesem al Basar, if you machme, even when it's Pachas Mekagris. Why did you machme Pachas Mekagris? Because it's not darker for Isha to have Dam in her guf, and if a Pachas Mekagris, you're going to have to be machmer. So over here, the Pesach Hashem says that. Even according to the Rambam, the Kesem Basar, you don't need a shear. Nimsa Yuda, Yishlichma, Paiskim, they need a shear. Why? Davka, Ravach Yidas, Rajashim, Davka, Shabbat Katzma, Lenat Yada. The Rajba holds the only time of Chishish that it's going to be Tameh is if you did a Bidika. If you didn't do a Bidika, you don't do a Chishish for it. See, even though the Chavar is being Machmer, like the other Shitas would say that when a Stam is Yidam, a Skunny is saying, you find your hands, maybe you touch Eisim Makam. When the Rajba says Davka, you did a Bidika. Which is not Shabbat. I touched it as in the area. The other Shittim, which requires me Machmer, is maybe I put my hand there to be Machmer. But it's like the Pesach Shuv, you don't have to take Tree Chumra to be Machmer and Mashu, and be Machmer then. Maybe I put my hand there, you don't have to be Machmer on those two Chumras. My friend, the Cholex, it says, the Matim Lachag is Mitomer, the Mal Machag is going to be Ter if. She was mishapech, or she turned upside down, or something like that. Then we would say even lemalam in a chaber, it's going to be tamei. Yeah. Now we have a little sigil about. Let's say you find a kesem, you're not sure whose it is. What's the case? You borrow a dress, somebody's dress from her sister. After you find a kesem, you didn't check it beforehand. And afterwards, when you give it back, you're not sure it's from the first lady or from the second lady. The question is, who are going to be toilets? If you check beforehand, so you know it's from the second person. But the situation is, in a situation where you did not check it beforehand, we don't know who it's from, the question is, what's going to be the halacha in that type of situation? So, if the halacha is that if both of them are equal and there's no one to be toilet, why one more than the other one? They're both tar, so therefore you're going to have to be machmer both of them, because my chaz is to be tar this one over that one, and therefore you're going to have to be machmer, and you're going to be machmer. If one of them, there's a sibra why this one should be singing and that one's not be singing, so the lach is yotayla mukakaras mukakaras, and you're telling the one who's tamei as opposed to the one who's being tar. Therefore, if you borrow it from, Bechaba says, if you give it to a Yisraeli, so nido yichavim. So therefore, in that case, so we told it in them, you can be tar. And let's say you give it to a guy. So the guy sees, doesn't make a difference. Therefore, they give it, you can tell it in the guy. Or you give it to somebody who's tamei. You're tar, she's tamei. So you tell him the one who's tamei, as well as the one who's tar, and you tell him the one who's more of a kukul, then that's the one you're going to be tailing it. Or again, if one of them has a sibud si and one of them has misalekis, you have a mubaris minekis and the other one is not, so mubaris minekis is going to be misalekis, the other one's not misalekis, so we're going to say it came from the non misalekis, and it's going to be tamay. Interesting, Shaila discusses, let's say you lent to somebody who's a yaladis, toich mem of a zacher. So lach is really is damn tar. Midir Aisa, if she sees, it's going to be tar. Mizman hazeh we're machmer to be damn tar. So do we say that now that both be mukoko the both be tummy, or we still go to her? So Machabe says we still give it to the one who is in the 40 days or 80 days when they gave it, because being that we're machmer, but it's not going to make it to mess other person up, and therefore you're going to be telling her. And as opposed to,
she'll be tummy.
The other person be tar. She's not sure tummy. The question, both of them are tummy. Fighter. Two sisters, they're both tar. You all know, both tummy. If one is Masalikas, then we're telling the non-Masalikas. Even if, let's say, one is only by the design of the design of Kiyam. And, no, that's not the case. But,
she's Masalikas, so we're still going to tell her.
What I say? Anida, one's tar and one's anida, we're telling the anida. For example, one's telling Mil Zanakim, day 6 Zanakim, the other one is tar. And she's up to day 33. So even though she's about to see any app, but the Megimas, we're telling the anida, and the anida has to start all over again, Zanakim, and the other one's going to tell the one's going to tar. So we discussed the case where they found the mikvah, what they do in that case, right? They found the towel in the mikvah, they don't know whose it is. Do we say now everyone's tamei, or maybe we can make a tli and say, what? Maybe it's sad to say. Maybe it's better, is because in the case over here, the pshat is that we have two people. We don't know who it is. So, is it you? Is it me? We don't know. There's tamei. If it's a mikvah, we can assume the lady knows. She went to the mikvah. She knows she's tamei. She didn't go to mikvah, or and you know that was the sad. Maybe that it could be better. Mechavi brings down that when he gave the three types of Eda Badaks, there's Eda Badak, which is Chaskasei Badak, wasn't he Badak, Ben Hibin Chaverta, and you don't know the Kim Tamei, that's today Eda Badak. There's something which is a Bidika, which is Chaskas Meluchlach, and then there's something in between. It's not Meluchlach, it's not Chaskasei Badak. Those will say that you have up to a gris when you're not sure exactly what it is. Now the Betzisis will say Bidak Lal. Your clothing, you know, Chava has a case, your clothing was dirty, you give it to a laundromat, you give it back, if a guy, maybe it's not a chesed badek, but nowadays, laundry comes back clean, therefore, I've had a big city of chesed badek. The shadow person discusses, if you find a tiny down in the bedikah cloth, you would say, maybe it's any badek copy of that, if it's so small, they don't check it that closely. Well, a very small dot on, so maybe we could say that's called any badek copy of that, and therefore, I have a right to go ahead and be tailor, or no, our bedikah cloths are clean. And the maestri wouldn't say it. The chavim is at the end, like some of them don't have it in vest. Ketzad, matzah, kesam, b'shchedah, shafish, l'ishpamim, l'ikavav, l'ikrasai, that some don't get it in vest. Mashenki, and a bedika is a real echel davar. And the shah is what they say to davar. What's the difference between a ria and a kesam? So some of the shah we say the chilik is deraisa versus darabanan. Ria is deraisa, kesam is darabanan. Or the shah is that it's Kesem of Tli Me'alma. L'maisa, we saw the Kuach in the Beishleim and Achorin. The Pashas, the Mechaber, is every single B'dika has Din of a Vest. So, That's the Pashas Mechaber. Can't pass the president of the Sankara. It's Rav Yashiv. He do Bidika. Has a din of Aves. So Shabbat Levi and others go that together dove is that Aves is not a normal thing to see a period on a Bidika. And therefore, until you see three times a Muxik, to see three times that you are somebody who sees on Bidikas, until it happens three times in a row, then you're not going to have to be Cheshish. If you have 3 months in a row, and then you Bidika, then you have to be Cheshish, but the first month, you're not going to have to be Cheshish. They're saying the Mechaber means only once three times, other Bishon was Mechaber. It's a real Chodavar. I'd rather we find that it's a vest. Now we find a lot of vestes, now we know more about vestes. Certain vestes, for Cheshish, after one time. Certain vestes are not Shkiach, for Cheshish, after three times. Right? So therefore, this is a Zasar Des, which is not a normal type of pattern to happen. So until it happens three times, then we're not going to have to be chayshish for it.
And then if she does it again on those particular days, she could get out of the risk of one of these.
What are you saying?
We're only starting off to not get to be chayshish until after she has to be three times on
those days. Yeah, then
she can go kabu after.
Then after, yeah, then after the other stuff. That's fine.
Even like a mashu, we're saying it's a rest. It's got to be a certain amount.
Huh? No, it doesn't say no. Because it's Torah Yisrael, the Machmer is Torah Yisrael. Fine, so the Gaya Sugya of Sing Dam Miragayim was a complicated Sugya, but basically there's Gemara, which basically says, he says, Sing Dam Miragayim, Achleik is her mirror, really see what the Lach is going to be. So the kids say in the Psaq Adav and the Mechaber Svadim, a very easy situation, they say, Dam Miragayim is Mitar, Bein Ashtina, Meda Sheshavas, it's all Torah, why? It's not darkly to see Dam Miragayim. How am I? It's a damaka, and therefore you're always going to be tar across the board. So maybe a shayla. Let's say you found on the sasa safso, you're standing in the middle of sasa safso, in the Rambam that maybe that's in the shtika reisa, bechay gavim maybe be tummy that we some chaykes in the seis of the chazan nishvas be tummy. But for svarim, it's a very easy suga and always going to be makel. And what's the reason why is we say that there must be a maka. And we say that it's going to be a makkah. The Rav brings down Yesh Emim to Morshitas, Eina Tia Habi Shavas Vashtina, has to be sitting, Emedas, if it's Makalachas, Yotar, but if it's standing and Shasin, it's Asa Safsa, you have Tata Lemus, so you're going to have to be Machmer. Yesh Emim, the third sheet is Ari Paskin, like, we only make it if you have three things. Number one, sitting. Therefore, that's number one. Two, it shoots in. And three, you find it toicha safsa. Shooting in, there's a nice steady flow, and you find it b'emsa safsa. Then we say, it's not going to go back to the makar. Mashing, if you don't have those three tonight, maybe the person was standing. Or you find it on the side. Or it's not shooting, maybe the dam went to the mayor guy went to the makar and brought it out. And therefore, one is going to be tambe. What time are we dealing with? It's like the Rach, Dafidala, that are dealing as Tumas Kesem, as a din of Tumas Kesem, it's going to be Tumas Rabban, it's not going to be din derais. And the Shach seemingly says that we have to have a fourth tonight, that you're sitting the Emsa on the side of the Safsal. But if he's sitting on the Emsa of Safsal, so then we wouldn't have any Raya. So according to the Shach, every single time it's going to be Tumbi, because he's putting a fourth tonight, that you have to be, you were sitting on the Sasa Safsa, you found out Techa Safsa. Because if to be Tamamaya, you find the Sasa Safsa. If you're sitting Be'emsa, then you wouldn't have it. So going to the Shach, every single case of Mitami, because we're always sitting Be'emsa. Ma'asu said, Ada Achrenim, Lavdafka, the Taz, Stimmy said, the Taz, the Graz, Lavdafka, go with this fourth tonight, that you're going to have to go ahead and see it. So the kids, if it comes out, basically, you swear them, always make them. Ashkenazim, you have to have three things they do. Rusa, one is shooting, emsa, and sitting in order to be tar. According to the Shach, you can lose that after because you're not sitting on the side. So that's a safsal, and you're going to be tummy. Now the Sittar says we're not pucky bismanazeh. We don't know the difference between shooting, not shooting, what the difference is, and therefore the Sittar wants to be machmer. Sittar wants to be machmer, say we're not pucky. I would say don't take a tremendous brain surgeon to figure out that it's shooting. Like, why are we not bucking that? And if she says it was flowing, then in a chanami one is able to go ahead and be make. So how do we paskin? Shach says that there must be machmer me'ikir adin, not like the mechaber. The rach is ikir adin, therefore it's always going to be tamei. Some Seif, on the other hand, says that the Ramah is Betor Chumrah. A lot of Ikudim maybe is like the Rambam, Betor Chumrah, he's saying you have to be Machmer. And Betor Chumrah, you're going to have to be Machmer. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that there is a very ambiguous, not clear part of the Sugya is that, according to the Rak, says it's Tamei Misham Kesem. So do we have clues? Some of them are Sugya in that. We saw that two main clues, some we dealt with, I mean, there are four main clues, some, but Pachas Mikigurus, and also the Davar Shani Mekabel Tumah. So first we saw the Parama Davar Shani Mekabel Tumah. Fundamentally, we see from the Sugya that we're not being Mekal on Damei Meraglayim, because the whole Sugya is talking about you found Damei Meraglayim, and it says, you're Tumah, unless you have Yeshavah, Shasasas, and you found Damei Meraglayim. So you can't come along and just say, ah, it's Tar. Why not? It's not Mekabel Tumah. We see in the Sugya, the Gemara says it is Tumah. So you have to learn why, and the Gemara says there's no heter of Dam Meraglayim, says not Mekabel Tumah. Why is no heter, and how does that apply to us? B'zman hazeh. So the Torah says two plans. One plan is, he says, his old plan, that Enoch and I, maybe the Meraglayim itself is not Mekabel Tumah. It's Mayim Srichim. But the thing is holding up is yes Mekabel Tumah. If you may have it on something which is yes Mekabel Tumah, but even though the thing itself is not Mekabel Tumah, so then that is going to be Tameh, the famous city of Tyre, which we spoke about. The toilet seat, so the olden days, the olden say the Safsa was Mekabel Tumah, Meraglayim is not Mekabel Tumah, being the Safsa Mekabel Tumah, that's not Mekabel Tumah, therefore that's the reason why you're not going to have coolest. Some of this is city of Tyre, which comes out, which you have to be Machman on all toilet paper, because even though the toilet paper is not being Mekabel Tumah, the person holding up is Mekabel Tumah, you have to Machman pads are going to city of Tyre, even though the had it, maybe it would not be Kabbalah Tumah, but all that's showing up is, yes, a Kabbalah Tumah. So that's one way to understand the Sugya. Another way to understand the Sugya is that maybe you could say, Siddhi Tari says, fine, Meraglayim is not my Yisruchim, it's Kabbalah Tumah. Miramar, you know, Tari sounds a little bit like that, and Meraglayim would not be considered my Yisruchim, and Erechadami, yes, Mekabbalah. Maybe Hingar would drink from it, throw the Kabbalah Tumah, and therefore that's why we know Heter of Meraglayim and not be Kabbalah Tumah. We see another malach from the Pridea based on the Graz. The Graz says that even though by HNE Badu get kulas ksamim, but when you're doing a bidika and I say makim, we're not going to give kulas ksamim of any mekabel tumah or pakas megigus, because being that it's vade migufa and it's sad, posukas we give, and it's sad that it's tumah is midaraisa and it's vade migufa, which is not sure whether it's, you know, as we know, it came vade migufa. Bechay Gavim was Vadim Gufa. We're not going to give the coolest ksamim to say it's not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, being that over here, the tzad is that's Vadim Gufa. Therefore, you're not going to have that. Therefore, the pre-day one says that's what Meraglayim is Vadim Gufa. When we're doing Vadim Gufa, we don't have coolest ksamim. That's what the Graz said in all the cases of HNE Badik. Graz wants to say you don't have coolest ksamim because it's something which is Vadim Gufa. Yeah, the Graz itself also says not Pashas, you know, it's Shani B'machalikas, because of according to all those Malachim, my student wouldn't have it. The last Malach we said from the Shiva is Yaakov, but also in Kusar Agav, he wants to be called Kumta, that is talking about you found the dam on time. The dam was on the Sasa Safso, which is Mekabel Tumah in the olden days. He found the Sasa Safso. It was Toich HaSafso, but by the time he found it, I don't know, it was Toich, but it went to the bottom of the Safso. And the dam is sitting on that. Being the dam is sitting on that, so therefore that's the reason why the Yespi considered Mekabel Tumah. Mashenkin, I was like, Mashenkin, if you find Meraglayim, then Echanam will be Tar. So okay, let's go to Echel HaMais, now it's just a situation. Let's work through an alpha. Classical case, she finds dam. She finds it on the toilet bowl. Toilet bowl, the whole day is not Mekabel Tumah. It's Tosh, it's Mechub HaKarka, therefore not be Mekabel Tumah. So let's work through the different Malachim. If you go like the Malach of City Tower, the Malach of... Well? It'd be Tar, because his Malach was that being that is being held up. Here it's not being held up. If the Malach of Meraglayim is yes Mekabel Tumah, it'll be Tar. I found that in Sasa Safso there. If the Malach is like the Pridea, there's no other Mekabel Tumah, you have to be Machmer. If the Mahalach is like the Shul Yaakov, you'd be able to go ahead and be Mekal. So in that case, not so hard to be Mekal. The most standard case is I find it on Meraglayim. I find it in the toilet seat. I find it in the water. So what's Malach in that case?
So, like in the middle?
Yeah, in the water. It's in the water. It's floating. So let's go through the Shittas. According to the opinion of the Siddei Taira, according to Siddei Taira, it's telling whether the third opinion may be Mutter. According to the second Taira, it's Mekai Mizrara, Kapatomi, Bitame. According to the Predeya, Badei Tame. There's no Xus Samim. According to the Shuiz Yaakov, what? You have to say Mir Gaim is not Roy the Kabotoma and just because Maim Shruchim and say that Mir Gaim is not Roy the Kabotoma, say Mir Gaim is not Roy the Kabotoma and say whatever. Because it's a very, very mode, not Pasha, just say that's not the Kabotoma. So he said maybe you can start making a cheshbon that. They could do maybe like the Rambam, not like the Shach. So it's just Chumra. So being that it's Chumra, we had the Rambam in Samarhan. Plus, maybe there was a Kimta the Shuiz Yaakov in Samarhan. So maybe, there's a lot to be making.
How do we know?
You know the Shuiz Yaakov is a big Kimta, right? Glatt. You learned the Gemara, right? What's the Glattkite? It's no matter. Why? Whatever. To come along and say that, because Siddei Taira's first Mahalach is being held up, we're not passing like that, right? Don't tell me you wiped and you found on the toilet paper, right? You can't go, right? You wiped and you found on, on the toilet paper. So you can't go and tell me I'm tar because it's being, I'm a chesh Siddei Taira and go be matired over here. One of the things.
Use this to do Taira.
Yeah. The things don't go. The passage says, Megayim, yes, Mekabotoma.
The Rishadim don't say anything on the Sogya.
The passage says, is either Megayim is yes, Mekabotoma, or the no clue. Either it's yes, Mekabotoma, or no clue, some. That's the passage. Shri Zakiv is a tremendous Akimta, saying. Therefore, the passage would be to be Machmer. He wanted to be same with the Rambam, say, Ram or Zvatar. It's only Mator Chumba, and I want to be Savi Shri Zakiv. Hey, Shemeh,
The passage says you do have clues for something.
Why?
He says anything.
No, the Gemara says your tummy. What's the Gemara talking about? Because the whole Kimta, they know Megayim is yes, Mekabotoma, and you found it on the side. Even though it's B'emsa Saf, so. Now, when you get less than a gris, so we have the Baal Shechon says, it's Tamei Zedavar, is that Baal Zedavar? No one says anything that has to be a share. And we say it's Tamei Zedavar, is Tamei. There's more monkey to play around with to say that chat is maybe it's Tamei Zedavar, is Tar. There's, it doesn't say how much you saw. If we're learning this, we didn't catch them. So the. What?
It doesn't say it's more than that it's bothered
to my. They say Malcolm? And if for what? Saying that could be a svar. Now there's not a chesed when Moshe discusses at the end of when she's seeing. So if she wiped right afterwards, then you have to worry about Taras Bagasha. Now the b'shas when it's coming out past this, it's not that if it's down to come, and if you don't have to worry about being derisive, it's only derbanan, and it's going down. We didn't cast them. Maybe by the begufa. After, when it stops flowing, you have the last little couple of drops, but there maybe it's Toys Baragasha, and therefore Moshe says, Get Machamid Raisa. So Moshe says that if you check very close to the Zman, which she did, check very close to the Zman, which she finished going to the bathroom, and you wear a Toys Baragasha, and it's going to be Raisa. If you wait a couple of seconds, then it's going to be Darbana. That's what they say, wait a couples of seconds. Then you're in the Rabbanan world, and that can be Tosfos Gosh world, you're going to be Mekwa. How quickly? The Moshe is only if you're a mamash in a big rush, you can be Tameh, otherwise you're able to go ahead and be Mekol.